Andrew and Sarah for breakfast. Mix 104.9. We've been flashing back to the 80s, Sarah, as a lead up to our 80s party, our greaties party, revisiting some of the great TV shows and music, and one of our all-time favourite groups here at Mix. We love them. Pseudo Echo. Remember these bangers. Frontman and founding member Brian Canham joins us for a chat. Morning, Brian.
How you going?
Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. You are someone who would have definitely enjoyed your time in the 80s. You guys were at the top of your game. Tell us a little bit about what it was like for you back then.
Yeah, well, it was a bit of a roller coaster, really. I mean, it was with more ups than downs, luckily for us. It was one of those things where we started our band, you know, high school, worked our way through to we were in our early 20s, and by then we had a new band. We called it Pseudo Echo, and it was pretty quick. Within 12 months, you know, Molly had been to a show, he got us on Countdown, and we signed a record deal and had a hit pretty much within that 12-month period.
They say that a lot of the bands got their start because of appearing on Countdown, and also Hey Hey, it's Saturday was a big one too, Brian.
Yeah, they were both great shows. They're great coverage, and they were always real champions of the local acts, which was fantastic. They really went all out to always put on a good, set up the show so it looked good for you, had a good set, and gave some good airtime and a good race.
When you had a chat with those people, you know, before you actually went on the show, is that when you went, all right, guys, we're going to hit the big time now, like we are on the show we want to be on, everyone is going to know it. Were you excited?
Oh, yeah, incredibly. Yeah. I think we were kind of a bit numb to it at the time because it did happen sort of quickly, and yeah, it was a bit like an overnight success in a way, although we'd done many years of hard yards prior to it, but it did feel still like it was just as soon as we went on Countdown, it really started happening.
Heard some news that you've also released your ninth studio album, The Lost Demos. Tell us about that.
Wow, that's an unusual one. It was going to be the fourth album of Pseudo Echo, and we had an impromptu meeting prior to the album, which the band ended up splitting up in. It was a surprise to me.
Yeah.
So, I walked out of the meeting thinking, okay, I've written half an album here. What are we going to do? And then I got a call back and they said, oh, some interest in you releasing it as a solo album maybe. So I started to write some more material and had, you know, an album's worth. And it was submitted. And the way it was submitted was very hurriedly. And I sort of didn't really do a proper backup and all that stuff, and within about a week it sort of went missing. I didn't think much of it. I just thought they'd dig it up, or I'd find something, you know, through somebody else would come up with the here it is, I found it for you. But months, years went by, and I never saw it again. And I kind of went into production and became a producer, so I kind of threw the towel in. And then it wasn't until like 30 odd years later, we were just going through some archives and finding old cassettes and tapes and things. And there were so many unlabeled tapes. And my wife, Raquel, who's our manager, kept saying to me, you know, you better listen through those tapes just in case. And I was so over it. I said, oh, no, they're gone, they're gone. So sure enough, I ended up, you know, starting to listen through these cassettes, which I had to buy this old cassette player.
Of course, because they wouldn't be around,
I found this beautiful vintage Pioneer. I didn't get it serviced. I just started playing the tape. And as we went through the tapes, we finally found the tape, the album. I couldn't believe it. And as we were discussing the fate of it, what we're going to do with it now, it started rewinding, and then the tape jammed and got all caught up in the machine.
And you had to pencil out and had to rewind it.
Oh my God, it was a lot. So we got it out and got it. It was fine. It didn't break. We managed to get it right back into the set. And basically, so that's what the Lost Album Demos is.
Lost Album.
Yeah, well, almost completely lost.
We were lost in the demos. Yeah.
Oh, that must be so exciting to be able to listen to it again and then now release it so people can hear that you didn't necessarily want to break up the band, you did still want to do some music.
That's right, yeah. I was going full steam. So, look, the good thing is the demos were pretty good demos. They weren't too rough. They sound pretty much like finished records, close enough. And they would have been the blueprint for the final thing anyway. So we didn't touch it. We just mastered it, leveled it, and it's released as is. So it's really like a time capsule of a missing link of the band back in 1990.
So that's what you did. You just buried it and then boom, it found there it later. Oh, that's awesome. So, you must be excited to be able to release music and not really have had to do much to do that.
Well, the hard work was done back then.
Yeah, it was the easiest album I've ever done.
So when can we expect to hear it?
Well, it's just been released recently. Okay. So it was one of those things we did during the lockdowns. We thought, we had all this time to do things. So, we've got new stuff coming out all the time. I just, since we can't tour so much, that's been the priority now.
We, as you would have heard when we first started the interview, we've got a Gradies party coming up, and we have invited all our listeners to come along and dress like they were in the 80s. What do you think we're going to see a lot of?
Well, I was going to say hair, but that's probably wishful thinking for half the population.
Brian, I can tell you that I used to have your poster on my wall out of the TV Week back in the day, mate. So,
but he doesn't have your hair anymore. No. He doesn't have your hair anymore.
Yeah. I don't think many of us do. That could be a good thing, though. Yeah, you'll see some padded shoulders and lots of buckle-up boots and, all that stuff.
And leather was very big in the 80s too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Leather's rock and roll. It just sort of... Never goes, really, does it? It'll be a short cringe factor.
Yeah.
Well, it has been so amazing having you on the show. Like we said, we're celebrating the 80s and you were a huge part of it. So to be on the phone with us and almost be in Darwin with us, we really thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Great to chat to you guys.
And trust me, we'll be spinning some of your songs as part of our 80s party too, because there's some bangers in there as well. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, guys. Thank you.